Hey, it's Skippy with The Morning After, Monday through Friday on New Rock 104.1 from 6 to 10. Right now, you're about to embark on a journey back in time to some of the moments this week we feel like sharing with you one more time. Be sure to follow us online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, too. You can look for Shut Up Skippy. Here's hoping this stuff is good for a second go-round. Enjoy. This is The Morning After on New Rock 104.1. Just in time for nerd news, we are on Facebook Live and Instagram Live. Look for the station on Facebook. And on Instagram Live, you can look for Shut Up Skippy. Drew, for you, remember this from a couple years back
I
when
do.
We did the Who Wore It Best?
Yeah, and I was wearing one too, and I was poking out a little
bit. Yeah. I don't remember if it's called a jumper or a romper, but yeah, that's just for you,
Drew. I think it's romper.
Romper's a onesie.
I feel like a child.
Yeah. Are you going to show them?
On Instagram, I will when the break's over. Okay. But it's one of those things where the shorts and the shirt are connected.
Yeah.
It's jumper or romper, I don't know.
One piece.
All I know is that if you have to disrobe to go use the bathroom, that's fun.
Yeah, and if you're not like a female that looks kind of like figured, right? You know, like Skip has a figure.
You just look like a hot dog.
You just look like you're in a wrapper, dude. You look like a half-eaten
like
Snickers
a Tootsie
bar.
Roll?
Yeah.
Snickers satisfies, man.
All right.
All right, so let's go. Let's talk about things. As we said not too long ago, San Diego Comic-Con is a couple weeks out, meaning that they're holding back some of the info. They want more little tidbits and leaks of information to come out. So we're kind of a little bit low.
Okay.
Right, especially with the holiday. But there are things that should be noted. Mad Magazine, which is where you had to go for a satire up until like the year of 1995. It's been going since 1960. Is coming to an end-ish.
Really?
Yeah, so the deal is they're going to be doing a direct subscription service, and there's no original content that's going to be made for Mad moving forward, because they just have banks and banks and banks of old-school Mad material that they're going to be reissuing. Maybe one or two supersized issues at the end of the year. They'll be doing some, but it might as well just
run
dead.
Its course.
Yeah, their owners is DC, and DC did a shakeup with their adult comics line with Vertigo. They're kind of doing the same thing.
Okay, I guess you can get that elsewhere.
It's a restructuring, kind of, if you want to call it what it is. Also, the Walking Dead comic series is now officially over. So, and it was kind of abrupt as well. So, this has nothing to do with the DC stuff, by the way.
Okay,
but Robert Kirkman, I think, is his name. He ended it, and I don't want to spoil anything for anyone, but something happened in the comics in which the aftermath was the last two final issues of The Walking Dead. So
okay.
I never read The Walking Dead comics, so I don't know how big of a deal that is, but apparently it's a kind of big deal for people that were into it. New set pictures have leaked for Bill and Ted's third excellent adventure. Keanu Reeves did shave the beard, and everyone was like, whoa! Grow that beard back.
Bring it back.
For some people, for some men, the beard really is the thing that turns them into the hot category.
Right.
I saw something that said that Adam Driver looks like somebody tried to draw Keanu Reeves from memory. And I thought that was pretty funny.
It's pretty on point. The Flash. So Ezra Miller, who plays The Flash, I enjoy him as The Flash. I really do. I think he was one of the best parts of Justice League, as a matter of fact, is Ezra Miller.
Agreed.
They've been having trouble getting The Flash movie going. He took one more stab at it, in which he was going to try to get it written for him, or he did write it or something, submitted it, did not get the go-ahead, so he's like, I'm done with the character. I'm done.
Really?
Yeah, he said, I'm done.
Just dropped.
News came out 2 days ago that they did get a writer and director for the film.
Oh, really? And so he threatened to leave, and then now they're like, wait.
Yeah, and it's the guy that did It.
So, oh, okay. That could be interesting.
It. So, yeah, that'll be interesting to see how that goes. Zack Snyder, also in DC News, Zack Snyder, he keeps on revealing stuff that did not make the original cut of Justice League.
Okay.
And I kind of wish they just did his cut. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like, there's stuff that they should have, and one of them was, like, a look at Darkseid. And it looks cool. Like, some of his concepts for what he is, they were cool. And I know he had some family stuff going on. Like, he lost his daughter during final process of this. So there's a lot of stuff going on. But I really do feel like if they used the Snyder cut of the films and it got so much flack, it would have been better for it. It's continuity, man. Quick note, over at San Diego Comic-Con, there is going to be a hot toy figure of Stan Lee. him in a spacesuit. It's rather cool. You should go and check that out.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it's dope. Kevin Feige in Marvel News is talking about the Defenders future. So Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, all that stuff. How their deal is playing out and whether or not those characters, not necessarily those actors, will ever make their debut in the movies. It's still up in the air, but he didn't straight deny it like he was before when they were still involved in the properties. Like
okay,
in the properties, he was like, no, they're in their own space, right? This time moving forward, for whatever they have planned, it seems that they may be opening the door to get Daredevil in there. And
ooh, interesting. Okay.
Yes. So here's the final story. So,
And by the way, Drew was like, I'm going to go through all of these real quick, so be quiet because we're getting to the final one, okay?
All right, so Disney has found its Ariel for the live-action Little Mermaid.
Yes, I saw this.
She's a black woman.
Yes.
And as we can guess, the internet handled this in the most respectful,
absolutely
dignified way. Oh, wait, no, that's not reality because we live with a bunch of crybabies in the year of 2019. Uh-huh. So
is this ruining their childhood?
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, you got to understand, Skip. White males between the age of 30 and 45 are very dedicated to the Little Mermaid franchise.
Uh-huh.
The lore,
uh-huh,
it really means a lot to them. The continuity of a white Ariel is super important.
I mean, because clearly we know exactly what mer people look like.
I mean,
know that they're gingers.
Yeah, you know, I have to take their side, Skip. I mean, it's just, no, I can't! Stop being little babies. No, you should worry about, in terms of the Little Mermaid, can she hit the notes?
You know what you should be worried about?
Can she sing
the song? Is she gave up her whole family for a man she stalked on a boat?
Okay,
maybe let's just go to that.
This is going a little bit too far into it. Can we go back to what I was talking about? She was not an independent woman. This is straight sexism, this movie. It does not work.
On a letter.
One thing at a time, sugar.
Oh, you okay? You tell me when your 16-year-old daughter starts.
Hell no. I don't want to think about it.
Exactly.
Don't want to think about it.
Yeah, 16-year-old Dylan. No, you be quiet. 16-year-old Dylan goes, I really, really like that guy from whatever movie. I'm going to stalk him and change myself for him.
I'd be like, all right, Dylan.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to get an outdoor lock.
Who's gonna play Sebastian? That's what I need to know.
Yeah. I don't know. People, it's
they're
just
losing their mind over
just
it.
Just shut up. Shut up. Let things happen. Shut up. Shut up. Yeah. I'm getting sick of you. Like, you're ruining things. Just shut up. Who cares? Who cares?
So that has been.
No, nerd news. I'm sorry. I'm like.
New Rock 104.1. This is the morning after on New Rock 104.1. It's time for.
Talk about people that aren't so great! Men between the ages of 30 and 45 are waste of space and ain't if they're on the internet complaining about things that doesn't concern them. Let's go! Still got a little bleed over from nerd news.
I know.
Really?
It's okay.
A little upset.
I don't say.
I'm going to start with the big story here.
Uh-huh.
And this is, I can't even believe I'm talking
about
this.
We're on Facebook Live and Instagram Live, by the way, just so that you can see Drew have an aneurysm live on the air.
I can't even believe I'm talking about this, but there's a beef right now with Taylor Swift and Scooter Braun. So
who's Scooter Braun?
Scooter Braun is, he's a talent developer. He has worked with people like Justin Bieber, like pop stars, things like that, right?
Okay.
But he also has just worth tons of money. So he owned a bunch of recording studios, and he absorbed.
I thought you were talking about Shooter McGavin, so I had to Google
name
it.
That came up.
Shooter McGavin is from Happy Gilmore.
No.
Okay.
So I guess the drama lies in that he absorbed the holder of the rights to Taylor Swift's original music, all right?
Uh-huh.
All of her original catalog when she originally signed that contract when she was 15, legally, all right?
Right.
And now she's become infinitely more popular than when she was when she started out. Now she's throwing a little fit on Twitter about how she can't own her music, blah, 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 blah. Well, here's how contracts work. When you sign a contract legally, you can go through and fulfill the terms of the contract, then new contracts come around. So she left her original recording studio, signed a new contract with someone else. He bought that studio. Now she's throwing a fit because she can't go back and own. Like, she's trying to act like he's a jerk for owning the rights to her music.
And then he won't just hand them over?
Yes.
I guess he could for a price.
Right. You can buy them back,
right.
I assume. But he just bought it for $300 million. So unless you're going to pony up the funds, shut up. And Sebastian Bach, granted, from
Sebastian
Skid Row,
Bach, really?
From Skid Row.
He's becoming a spokesperson.
Well,
for
he was like, dude, she needs to shut up. He's like that. He's all very few artists own their full catalog. He's all very few. He's like, right. When you're starting out and getting started, this is the kind of contract that you start with.
They kind of screw you over. Like, that's how they, you know, because for every one Taylor Swift, there's 50,000 that didn't become
right.
Taylor
and,
Swift.
And let's just be real about it. And I don't want to be so pshaw about it, but because Taylor Swift is in the hurt box right now, right? She's totally not rich and famous and has tons of money. Like, dude, get over it. Move on. Anyways, so that happened.
Okay.
Rapper.
But not to be confused with Shooter McGavin.
No, no. Rapper DaBaby. I don't even know who this guy is. He's sued by a promoter for bailing on a gig after his crew beat up another rapper at said gig. So I guess he showed up to a show. His buddies beat up one dude. And then he was like, deuces, but he still got paid. So now he's getting sued. So I don't even know who this guy is.
Like, never once.
Do you know who he is?
No.
I got no idea.
He's apparently newsworthy enough. Okay, so here's a guy that we kind of know. Aesop Rocky could be held for weeks after arrest in Sweden. How do you go to Sweden and get arrested? So let's talk about this.
Maybe he just really wants the health care.
There is an incorrect meme going around right now saying that he was beating the crap out of a guy. It's on video because he was touching women inappropriately. That's not true. That's not how this went down. And granted, I don't like his music at all. I think
but
he's
Drew's
trash.
But defending him?
I'm going to defend him because there is video of him trying to de-escalate the situation with this guy for like half an hour. He was like, look, dude, we don't want to fight you. Please just leave us alone. Like he was trying to de-escalate the situation in which the guy just kept on harassing him and his crew. So finally, they just beat the crap out of him. And that's what happens. Again, have we not gone over this in Waste of Space? When you get in someone's space and you're abrupt and you're a jerk and you do things that aren't appropriate, you're going to open yourself up for a beatdown. And that's what happens sometimes.
Especially when there's a group.
Yeah. If I go to 7-Eleven and I stick my phone in some random dude's face and starts taking pictures, hey, man, hey, man, hey, man, hey, man, hey, I'm opening myself up to getting backhanded. And that's how life works.
Backhanded.
Yeah. Now, speaking of backhands, BJ Penn, who is a UFC fighter, he was a good one.
Right. Yeah, he was one of the best back in the day.
Well, there's a video of him getting drunk trying to fight a DJ. And then, like, one of the bouncers had to get in, and he started talking to
him. Poor DJs, man. They do get... Like, why don't you play my song?
I don't know, man.
This isn't my jam.
He just needs to be careful, because people that are trained like that, they can get into serious trouble when they fight. Like, it depends on your state's local laws. But if you are super trained...
And then you get in a fight. It's not like just getting in a fight.
It's like you get added charges because of it. Because
you're bringing deadly weapons into the mix.
You should know better.
Yeah.
Okay, you should know better. Kevin O'Leary... who is the really pompous dude on Shark Tank.
Okay.
He's convinced that the Nike Betsy Ross Kaepernick thing was all manufactured, because if you look at it, the sales of a lot of those shoes just skyrocketed that day. Skyrocketed.
How did they get out, though, without being released?
No, there's some that they'll... Okay, just like any kind of tech item, right?
They put some out?
They put some out for either pictures, promotion, reviews, and things like that, and then they'll do a mass release, right?
Okay, but they're not being... Nike's not making the money off of those.
But it's not off of those shoes. It's just sales. So if you look at any time that these things happen...
Maybe.
Sales and stock prices for Nike shoot through the roof. And it's a lot of promotion. Whether or not it's true, who knows? But he's convinced that it is. I'm just saying, I don't know. Nike likes to make money. They also make their shoes in China.
Also true.
With a bunch of kids. So, I mean, we're all hailing Nike for doing certain things, but remember, they're in violation of a lot of human rights, too, with the way that they make their shoes. So,
I don't know. I need those $300 shoes, Drew.
Yeah, that they made for 2 cents?
Yeah.
Okay. And last but not least, we've covered this.
By the way,
I
don't own a single pair.
I know you're trying to get me going right now. And last but certainly not least, Janelle Evans, the woman that from the Teen Mom stuff that her husband went and killed the dog and they got their kids taken away. She got her kids back because I don't know why. But so she got her kids back. Hopefully her husband doesn't go and kill the next dog randomly for arbitrary reasons. You know, the dog did not maul the kid. The dog nipped at the kid. Nipped. Okay, I can understand if that dog mauled one of their children, why they would go and take it to the pasture.
Rehome the dog.
Rehome it with a bullet. Like, I understand if the dog mauled a human child.
Yeah, but, like, at this case, like, rehome the dog.
Right, or just teach the kid not to pull the dog's ears or something. You know what I mean? Like, there's parenting that should have happened that didn't. And I think that's why they got their kids taken away from
maybe.
Them. Maybe. Just a little bit. Maybe.
That has been
Waste Space Aid! I hate people!
But we love you, so keep listening because we need a job. It's New Rock 104.1. Over there, failing, trying desperately to hear me.
Oh, he was all, please!
Mom!
Please,
Mom,
put it off!
Mom!
Please.
Mom!
Put me live on Instagram, please. By the way, Tripp was so excited. He's like, Mom, I'm going to do a live feed of our fireworks.
I know, he sent me like a request to watch it, and I was just like, oh, DJ whatever wolf.
DJ Cap Wolf. Captain Wolf.
I like the other one. I like the YouTube one. Was it Aquapup?
Oh, yeah, DJ Water Pup.
Water Pup.
DJ Water Pup.
Dude, Water Pup is sick.
Water
when
Pup
he told
in
me
the
name,
mix, bro.
When he told me his name, I was like, well done. Like, very
yeah,
well
right?
done.
I just think of like a seal with the DJ
I know.
Set.
When he says Water Pup, I think like a little otter. And I'm like, that's dope. Run
so,
with that.
So speaking of our older child, Failey, it's here. It's time for...
There's some people you should get to know. This is Best of Show with Failey. Mm-hmm.
On live, on Instagram Live with
I'm
New
not
Rock
sure
Failey.
What you're saying, and I don't know if I like it. Pressing forward. So mine isn't so much a person today. This is more of just like an advance in human history. Ooh. It's big time.
Science.
Get that junk out of here. Get that stupid fake science
so,
until
I need
here.
It.
So this week at the medical school at the University of Temple, or Temple University, whichever one it is, they have found a way to eliminate the HIV virus from living organisms.
Completely eliminate, not just
completely
put it into remission.
100% eliminated. So
well done, yeah. Sciencey folks.
So, what they've done is they've been able to counteract the HIV virus and destroy it all the way down to the genome. And I don't know much about science, but genome seems pretty deep to me.
Yeah. I don't know much about science, but that seems pretty good.
That seems pretty, pretty deep.
Sounds like they figured it out.
And so they haven't started human trials yet, and rightfully so. But if this works, they've successfully found the cure to the HIV virus, and that is huge for not only science but medicine and for the world, Craig. The world.
So there's not many things in politics ever that I hail as good, but there has been good policy, believe it or not, that has been signed in the past couple of years that allows people to do try medicines that are on sick that are gonna go basically die that are not approved by the FDA because
so they can like volunteer.
Yes, because right. The problem with United States scientific research is, first of all, it costs a ton of money.
Right.
Second of all, human trials for FDA approval takes
a long
one
time.
To 7 years. I think it's a 7-year turnaround. They have to follow everyone. This will allow people to try these therapies, which I think is great. So they have to do the proper channels for human trials, but at the same time, if someone is, you know, on that mark, they'll maybe be able to try these therapies to see if it works, which is very exciting to me. Like, that stuff is amazing. It makes me want to cry.
It's incredible.
Like, it is.
Can I do a This Day in Science, since we're all about science this break?
Sure.
This Day in Science, 23 years ago, Dolly the sheep.
It was cloned?
Yes.
That's right. Dolly
right.
the sheep.
So a lot's happened in 23 years.
Are we like
years.
Up to like Dolly number 8 now or something like that?
It would have been funnier if she was a llama.
Go ahead, wrap it up.
There's some people
it,
this best show.
You had something going there, dude. Like, I didn't fail it. Come on, man.
What?
It's the day after
that Dolly
llama. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. All right.
With failure.
Yeah. With failure. Yeah. we wrapped it up. We're good.
Rock 104.1.